Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Megan Roberts and she's the director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning.
Megan, it's fall and I say it's my favorite time of year until spring and then that's my favorite.
I agree. You know, fall brings on that fresh feeling of a seasonal change and we have lots of things that go on throughout the winter, so fall kind of gets us kicked up and ready to go for that, beginning with Harvest Fest.
Exactly. And I think you have a couple of changes, some kind of pluses from what you've done in the past, but let's talk about what's going to happen tomorrow on Friday.
Yes, we added a meat smoking competition last year to Harvest Fest, and the smokers that come down on Friday night and cook the meat all night long to Saturday said they wanted something more to do on Friday night because they had a good time, but there just wasn't much of a crowd. So we added a new event called Rib Fest this year, Friday night, where they're going to actually cook and serve their ribs on Friday for a People's Choice Award rather than have it judged on Saturday with the rest of their meat. So from 8 to midnight down at the depot here, we'll have Rib Fest for $1 rib samples, and if you buy the full card, you can have a chance to vote on the winner of the contest. So if you go sample every one of them, you can make your vote for who was the best. And then we will have live music and great entertainment down here as well.
So just come and make an evening of it, do a little eating, a little socializing, listening to the music. Great time at the depot in Atlantic. And of course, hopefully everybody knows where the depot is in Atlantic.
I would hope so, but maybe not, because you know it is a Harlan football game here in Atlantic that night. Maybe the people are coming over from Harlan. So come on down to the north end of Chestnut Street, 102 Chestnut, and then you'll see the depot right at the very north end of the road. Again, 8 to midnight, so if you do go to the game, you can come down afterward. And like I said, beverage garden and live music featuring Dirt Road Acoustic Rehab, and we're just looking forward to it.
All right. It'll be interesting to see how all that works out, but good idea to come after the game. You don't have to go home right away. Just come on down and get in on Harvest Fest. But then, of course, Saturday is the full day kind of activities.
10 to 4 Saturday is Harvest Fest, and this is an annual tradition. We had snow a couple years back, someone reminded me, but hopefully this year we will have wonderful weather. 10 to 4, we have a quilt show and a craft show, which are very popular. Our crafter numbers are up, which is always fun, and lots of new vendors, which makes it entertaining for you to come down, even if you've been before. We also do free tractor rides from the bottom of Chestnut up to the top of the hill, and that's kind of fun for families to get on board. And then at 2 o'clock, if you are an apple pie baker, you can turn in your apple pie for judging. And then we also have free pumpkin painting for the kiddos at 3 o'clock. And all of Harvest Fest is sponsored in part by the Chamber and McCurdy's Pumpkins and a lot of other business partners that make it all possible. So
okay, let's talk a little more about the apple pie contest. Are there categories for that and who can enter?
We have a commercial and a just domestic category, and so anyone can enter. Even some of our local businesses submit their pies, and then you get bragging rights for the year. And we also have Atlantic cash prizes for our domestic division. So I think $50 is for our top prize, and there's a second place as well. And the judges always look forward to judging the apple pie contest. And then we serve it that evening at our Harvest Feast at 5 o'clock. So at the Harvest Feast, you get the barbecue, pulled pork, and brisket from the meat smoking competition and the apple pie. So you know you're getting wonderful food because it's all been prepared just by our local folks.
Wow. Right here close to home. And I'm sure the people who enter the apple pie contest are, you know, they've been making pie for a while, just like the smokers. They love to do this. And so they're kind of sharing their skill with you and you get to the benefit of all of that. Let's talk a little more about the pumpkin decorating for the kids. That's, you said, at 3. How does all that work?
Sure. We always wait till 3 o'clock to start, but the pumpkins go just in the blink of an eye. There's lots of kids down here for Harvest Fest, so come a little early and get in line, and then we have about 125 pumpkins. Your children can pick one up, one for each, and then we have paint and brushes and tables all set up. We just have them sit down, and we kind of help them get their pumpkin painted, and then you can take it home and put it on your doorstep. It's just kind of a fun way to do it without having to carve them, maybe a different take on pumpkin decorating.
And is there a fee for that?
Nope, it is all free. Again, our business sponsors, the pumpkin painting provided by McCurdy Pumpkins, is available because these businesses want you guys to just come enjoy downtown Atlantic and have a nice Harvest Festival.
And mentioning the actual Harvest Fest starts at 10, but some of the stores are open before that. And if you wait until 10, you can get your ride up and down Main Street. I mean, you can go shop here. You can shop, you can eat, you can shop.
You can. And, you know, it's amazing how many Christmas things are out already. You know, they're starting to trickle out. Usually it hits heavy right after Halloween. But during Harvest Fest weekend, you can definitely start some of your holiday shopping. Come enjoy downtown Atlantic and just, you know, take it all in. It's wonderful to have a community that really has all of these fun activities to do. And if people don't come, we won't continue to have them. And we've never had trouble getting folks down before. So we hope you guys enjoy it and come down for the weekend as well.
Good point, Megan, that there so much work goes into this. And if people don't come, that's sort of that's kind of like voting, saying, well, we don't think this is important, so we're not going to show up. So vote.
Yes, come down. Again, Friday night, we're really looking forward to that addition to Harvest Fest, making it a two-day event with Rib Fest from 8 to midnight, and Saturday from 10 to 4. There's just so much. You know, the quilt show is a fantastic thing to come see, because every year there are new quilts displayed. Some of the old ones have come back. You know, Something For You is one of our sponsors this year, and Tina Lords at Something For You has really taken a hold of the quilt show and had classes, and so she's got some of her newest quilters bringing their first quilts in for the show, and some of them have sentimental value that have photos of their family members, or I know there's some made of ties that were from a family member. You know, it's just, it's really touching to come in and see how much love and work gets put into those, and they're all on display from 10 to 4.
And where is that display?
That display is in the conference room at the depot, so there'll be signage on the door. Excuse me, but it is the third door down. So if you're coming to the chamber, you can just walk down the long sidewalk and in the door and check all of those quilts out.
Okay, and it's always fun to see the imagination that people put into that, the creativity. And some of them are full-size bed quilts, but there are other kinds of quilt exhibits also.
There are table runners and wall hangings and, you know, little baby quilts and big full-size bed, like you said. So there is a wide variety. You can quilt a lot of different things. And we have a lot of local talent that really puts together some beautiful pieces.
You're so right. Are you one of those, Megan? Are you a quilter?
I wish. My mother-in-law can do beautiful work with quilting, but I've never had the touch for sewing.
Well, and right now you have your hands full with a couple of other things. So who knows, down the road, it may be something that you want to do. I've always said, I can't sew all those, even though I've sewn a lot, I don't want to sew all those little pieces together. But I kind of like the hand quilting. It's sort of calming to me to, and I don't know, have you ever tried the little hand quilting?
Again, I have not, but you know, I hear every year at the quilt show that why folks get involved, and young and old, they just find a different piece with it. You know, some of the youngsters enjoy it because they have this finished product when they're done, and it's fun to show that off, and some of the older folks enjoy it because it's something they can sit down in the evening and just relax and do some quilting. So everyone has their reason, and each quilt comes with a story that's pasted to it, and not pasted, but attached to it, so you can read what each person, you know, got out of making that quilt, whether it be something they did for their family or something they did for just a pastime. All of them have different reasons, and it's fun to read those stories as well.
Okay. And saying that about the quilts, so let's go back to the meat smokers. I'm guessing you can get up close and personal and talk to those people to find out their stories.
You sure can. You know, we have a lot of new ones, a couple this year that have never done a contest before, and some that do contests and travel a little bit to do them. So they all have one reason or another for being involved, mostly because they just have fun together. Those guys get together in an evening and sit all night long, getting up every so many hours to check the meat temperatures, and they love it, you know, and it's fun to have them here and to, you know, go visit with them about the recipes or the rubs that they put on these meats. And the amount of hours that they put into making one brisket is just amazing, but it tastes really good when they're done.
Yeah, again, creativity and kind of the challenge of doing something new. Now, this is all happening this Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th. What's the next thing on your calendar, Megan? You always have something in the works and planning ahead. What's the next thing?
After Harvest Fest, we have our downtown trick-or-treating event on October 31st, and we'll be partnering with the YMCA for some of their activities and the News Telegraph for some of their costume contests, and then our chamber businesses that will have their businesses for trick-or-treating that day. And then, of course, I hate to say it, but grand lighting is just weeks away. And so November 15th, save the date, Santa will make his first appearance, and we will turn on the beautiful lights of downtown Atlantic. They will be brand new this year, which we are just excited to see again and looking forward to the holiday season. You can visit christmasinatlantic.com already and catch the schedule for the upcoming Christmas season.
Mentioning the lights, I've noticed that they're going up right now. This is a good time of year to get them up and ready to light. And AMU, I think, does all that work.
The City of Atlantic Street Department does. AMU does help a little bit. It's definitely a partnership between AMU and the city and the chamber and all of our local businesses to make that happen. It takes them weeks to get them all up, and the hope is that once they're up, they'll stay up for several years now, and we won't have to worry about lights for a while. But that support to our community brings, like, bus tours that we've had, and we've had several calls already because our advertising is out there, people coming for a weekend for the parade weekend or the holiday concert weekend. So Christmas in Atlantic is a huge undertaking, but it's also a great partnership where we see everyone come together and enjoy it.
Okay. And Harvest Fest, remember Friday night, you got things going on at the depot, and Saturday all during the day, come on down for good things to eat and visiting, and checking in with Megan and the rest of the staff. Thank you very much, Megan Roberts, for visiting with us about Harvest Fest. And until next time, let's just remember what a great time fall is.